love you so much.
If I go to the bathroom, is it going to pick up on
Mike? No.
Yes.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany, your witchy, sarcastic, all black wearing Declaration of Independence stealing friend.
And I'm Kathleen, your carb addicted, hot yoga loving, cocktails by the pool on a sunny day friend.
And every week, Kathleen and I meet up to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. And this week, Kathleen, what are we talking about?
So, Bethany.
Yeah.
I was visited by a spirit.
Was it Christmas Eve and
Bethany,
what?
I was visited by a real spirit.
Like legit spirit?
Like a legit spirit.
Sorry, I did not mean to make light of it.
I'm still kind of freaked out about it. And no, it's not. Are you calling me Scrooge? Did you just refer to me as Scrooge?
I didn't like intend for the metaphor to carry all the way across.
What? Nobody seems to be believing me
about this
spirit story, but yet all my Christian friends and my Christian family, they just celebrated Jesus being resurrected from the dead, and that doesn't seem that outlandish to them.
He came out of the rock and he dropped the mic.
And I was visited by a spirit. Can we all please worship this moment?
I fully believe you. I'm excited.
Thanks. What's on the table with you today?
I feel awful.
It's okay.
Wait. This happened to you. I know this happened to you. I am excited to hear about it.
Thank you.
Because it happened to you while you were in California, correct?
Yes.
Which is the most spiritual of all parts of the country.
Yes.
I fully believe you.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to talk about a couple things. I came to class today with an ultimate betrayal that Dennis did last night.
Okay.
That I...
As long as you didn't betray me.
Did not betray you. No, I would never.
Because I would cut you out of my life.
No, would never.
Okay, good. Thanks.
I fully thought you would say I would cut you into pieces, and that seemed just as realistic to me.
All right, so Dennis did something really bad.
Ultimate betrayal. Anyone who knows me knows that what happened is bad. So I need to talk about that. And
well,
I think
can see it in your eyes right now. Like your eyes are the letter B. Your eyes kind of double in size.
Yeah, thank you. They moistened with emotion. So I want to call
not
him.
With lust.
No, with betrayal.
Yes, let's call him. So it was pouring in New York City 2 seconds ago, and I am always prepared for everything. Like, let me tell you, when I travel, my suitcase is 50 pounds on the dot because... I have like flippers in there in case I need to like go scuba diving. I've got like multiple umbrellas for different types of heaviness of rain.
Kathleen, you carry everything for everything.
I do. My friends always say, if I don't have it, Kathleen does.
Yes.
So today, I am not prepared at all. Like I didn't listen to the weather this morning. I don't have an umbrella. I didn't wear appropriate footwear for these downpours that we've been getting.
Are you wearing a velour shoe?
I'm wearing a sneaker with some cutouts in it.
You're wearing like a canvas, like a mesh sneaker.
But let me tell you, being unprepared once in my life, it feels kind of good.
It didn't kill you?
Next time I travel, I'm not bringing anything.
I don't know if that's the way to interpret this situation.
I'm just going to bring my purse and show up and find out what happens.
Not sure if that's the way you want to go about things. It's literally like somebody pulled a trap door and all the rain fell.
I know.
And you're just like sludging down the street in like a scarf.
It's, you know what? It's almost May and I had to go into the back of my car and wear my winter cap.
Actually, as of the day of today, this is released. It's May 1st.
That's right.
Yeah, we're pre-recording this a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But yeah, it's going to be May.
Bethany, tell us why we're pre-recording. Something very exciting is happening.
So I've been talking sort of low-key about this project I've been working on. It is coming to fruition the week. So when this comes out, we're going to be filming it in a couple days.
So Bethany wrote a script.
I wrote a script. I'm trying to sell the script.
Somebody gave her some money to film the first episode.
So I'm filming like it's, this will never see the light of day. It's just being used to sell it. It's and so it's called a proof of concept. And so we're shooting the proof of concept to try and sell the show.
Mm-hmm.
There are people doing things for me in terms of the conference calls I'm on. My name is first.
That's
as
crazy.
Like creator.
You are a boss lady.
It's crazy. There's a lot of feelings going on, but it's been about 2 years in the making and it's happening like Saturday.
Does it feel weird to be first billing in terms of in decision making and whose opinion matters the most?
Yeah. It feels really strange because my whole career I've been working for someone else or under someone else's name.
Yeah.
And there is a certain sense of safety in that, because if you don't do the best job in the world,
it's not your name.
It's not your name. And I've always tried my hardest and I've always wanted to do a good job regardless.
Yes.
But it gets rid of the safety net when it's just your name and you're working for yourself.
But you know what? The most wonderful things come when you are no longer inside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Pinterest told me that.
These quotes are no longer going to say like Gandhi. They're going to say like Pinterest.
Pinterest told me that. You know why? Because every day I look for positive sayings for my day job.
Yeah.
As opposed to my afternoon job. This podcast. So I'm like well versed in positive sayings on Pinterest.
Yeah. Pinterest. We have to, okay, for this release, we need to pull, we have to find a poll quote and then we need to credit Pinterest.
Okay.
And we'll post it on our Instagram.
Got it.
Okay. Amazing. Kathleen, so it's been a few days since I've seen you.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Can I check in on some body things?
Sure.
Okay, so you famously slammed your finger in a door.
Yeah,
how's
it's
your
all
finger?
Good. All good. The break is healing.
Okay, you moved it up and down. It looks good.
Yeah.
The top of it was all bone crushed pebbles.
Yeah.
Fine now?
Yeah. The sediment is finding its way back to each other.
Okay, good. You've been going to the chiropractor for some body stuff.
Let me tell you, right before I came over today, I went to the chiropractor.
Yeah.
And
to get professionally touched.
You know, when you get touched by like, you know, somebody puts their hand on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And not in a sexual way. No. Just like, oh, hey, how are you doing? Or somebody at work comes up behind you and just to taps you to let you know that they're there.
Yeah.
And you go, oh.
Oh, man.
That feels nice.
I like being touched.
It's nice to be touched. When I came home from California, I was gone for like 12 days or something. And I touched my husband. He goes, I haven't been touched in so long.
Oh.
And I was just rubbing his face or the back of his neck or something. Yeah. I wasn't like, you know, I was doing the huh.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that came later, but.
Grabbing of the.
Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah. Mom, I'm so sorry.
I'm not.
Bethany's mom, I'm so sorry. You know what I figured out?
What?
Your mom reminds me of Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Warren?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Well, I think that because they're both pleasant looking white women. With like,
my mother is definitely a pleasant looking white woman.
And with like shortish, blondish hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. They remind me of each other.
That's amazing. I'm going to call my mom a pleasant looking white woman from now on.
I think that if Elizabeth Warren ever becomes an actress or something, takes up Hollywood, your mom could be her stunt double.
I think my mom would do it in a second. You know she would.
Yeah, she would.
Oh, she totally would.
I mean, you know that your mom and Elizabeth Warren would end up being BFFs forever.
Oh, they would be best friends. And if Elizabeth Warren has to do a debate scene, my mom will be the one who has to step onto the apple crate for her in case she trips. And my mom will nail that apple
you
crate
should,
step.
Tell your mom to start doing some lunges just in case she has to do a butt scene. For
oh, she's a yoga person
Elizabeth
anyway.
Warren, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She walks up a lot of hills. Yeah. Can we go back to being touched?
Yes. Because sorry.
No. That's okay. I was telling you as you were coming up the many, many stairs to my apartment that I went to the dermatologist the other day. I talked about it last episode. And one of the things I requested was for her to check for moles, like skin cancer moles, solely because I wanted her to like touch my scalp and my back.
Oh, you know, and they kind of sort of like glide their fingers to feel like the texture of what's going on your back.
Feels so good.
Oh, and then they look in your hair for moles in there.
Pull the hair across. It feels so damn good. I love it.
You know, a lot of places, if you go to get a massage or something, you can do add-ons. I always do the scalp add-on. Always.
And sometimes they like scratch your head or they like pull. Like, have you ever had someone like actually pull gently your hair a little bit? Not like sexually, but just like they just kind of grab
it. But also sexually. Well, every time I make a joke about sex, Bethany gets so embarrassed. She kind of like her shoulders kind of cower a little bit. She like pulls away from the mic because she's not really sure what she should say or how she should react.
You know, we're working on it.
Yeah,
we're working on it.
Should I write an email to your therapist?
Yeah, you
with,
probably
like,
should.
All of the dirty words that I say around you that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, you probably should. Dennis listens to the podcast, Last Podcast on the Left, and one of the guys from there is from Wisconsin, and he is of the three, he's the most shame-filled of all of them. And
Midwestern guilt.
That he found, and I don't think other Midwesterners are as awkward about this stuff as I am. I think it's just some of us.
Y'all are so polite.
Very polite.
Stop being polite.
We talk awful things about you behind your back.
Over a casserole.
Oh, yeah, over a hot dish. But he sent me a video of while he was listening to one episode, and Henry was just like saying all these awful sexual things, and Ben was just like, okay, we're done talking about that now. And Dennis is like, yeah, that's you.
It's my goal in life to say something that makes other people uncomfortable.
You do it every day. Always. Goal achieved.
I always figure out what that button is for somebody else.
Level unlocked.
And then that's what I do.
What's the button for your husband?
Mm.
Do you know yet?
He's got so many buttons. I'm just trying to figure out which one to highlight right now.
Yeah, I want to know.
His button is that he's not quite 6 feet tall. He's like 11 3/4, 5'11 3/4.
Yeah.
So every opportunity that I get to remind him, I do. I say, oh, did your license say 6 feet? Did you just lie to the government? Because you're 5'11 3/4.
To be the most awful wife ever would be to have a party where only 6 foot tall men are, and women are invited. And then he shows up and he's ever so slightly shorter than everyone else. So mean.
And they're like, you can't come in. You're not 6 feet tall.
So awful. Your husband's so nice.
You remember that time you were 6 feet tall, hon? You don't, because you're not.
We've all lied. There are so many lies on my driver's license. I don't even know where to start.
Well, I just lied to the TSA about how much I weigh, so I'm probably going to jail.
Yeah.
Do you think that they will revoke my pre-check if they find out that I'm not 125 pounds?
If they revoke your pre-check for that, we will raise such a national furor.
Yeah. How dare you say I'm not 125
exactly.
pounds?
Exactly.
You
don't get
to be.
Say. Yeah, I've been in my life at one point or another. Yeah. I think I was in eighth grade, and but yeah. Who cares?
And who says I'm not going to be that weight again?
You never know.
I might get married a second time. In which case, I will be that weight again.
You'll have
that
to shed for the wed.
That is my wedding weight.
Poor Neil's just going to try to like feed you and feed you and feed you because heaven forbid you hit that weight.
My next husband's going to be 6 feet tall.
Oh, shit.
That's real mean.
Oh, damn.
JK, 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 I love you, Neil. Let's just renew our vows and maybe I'll shed for the wed, shed for the renews.
If she, Neil, this is just for you, Neil. Hey, Neil, what's up? Hey, Neil. If Kathleen, wait, where's my, that's not my volume. Is this my volume? This is my volume. Hey, Neil, what's up? If things don't work out with Kathleen, you got your friend Bethany over here. Sup? Hey, you looking good? Shh. You look 6 feet tall to me, baby. Shh. Kathleen, I'm turning your mic. Shh. You look so good, baby. You look so tall. Tall and smart. Your body is filled with intelligence. I don't know how to be flirty.
He may take you up on this. You better be careful what you're offering.
I'm not even offering anything.
One day he's just going to get fed up with me. He's going, I'm going to Bethany's house.
And I'm going to be like, yay, slumber party. What else do we do?
He's going to be like, I like her cats better.
He's going to be so uncomfortable because I don't know how to have sex. Oh, cut that out. Cut all of this out.
What?
Let's do a commercial. What? Let's change the subject. Sleep is my very favorite thing to do. Napping is second only to sleeping. And my third is a gentle doze, which is why I'm so excited that we've partnered up with Purple, because Purple is this awesome mattress that will help you out if you're struggling to get a really good night's sleep.
Fabulous color.
Yeah.
Even better mattress.
The quality of your sleep affects the quality of your daily life. You know already that if you've had a bad night's sleep, your whole day is different. If you've had a great night's sleep, your whole day is so much better. Your brain is working better. Your body feels better. The aches and pains you experience, maybe not as much because you had a good sleep.
Truly, if I got 8 hours of sleep for a whole month, I think that NASA would be like, yes, we will hire you.
Yeah.
Because my brain function would be so much higher than it is.
It's not like the memory foam that you're used to. It's going to feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it's firm and soft at the same time. It keeps everything supported while you still feel really comfortable, and it's breathable, so it sleeps nice and cool.
So how is Purple different than all of the other mattresses available out there?
It's different because the Purple mattress uses a brand new material that was actually developed by a rocket scientist.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So the founder of Purple are these two brothers. They've been developing cushioning technology for over 30 years on things like medical beds and wheelchairs. And finally, a few years ago, they wanted to use this comfort technology to create these mattresses. Yeah. They're like the quote unquote most scientific mattress.
You know what? if you're listening to this and you wake up every day and you're still exhausted, mm-hmm. or you're always getting sick, or your back hurts, or your neck hurts, your legs are hurting you, you may need a new mattress.
Yeah, not all mattresses are created equal, and some of them are just janky. So you also get the zero gravity feel. It works for any sleeping position. If you're sleeping as part of a couple or a threeple, there's a 100-night risk-free trial backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, old mattress removal. Your old mattress needs to be removed. Why? Because it's heavier now than it was when you got it. Why? Bed bugs and dirt.
And skin mites.
Skin mites. You need a new mattress, and that mattress needs to be Purple.
You do need a new mattress.
You're going to love Purple. And right now, our listeners get a free Purple pillow. Ooh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Hey, pillow.
With the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. So pull out your phone. Don't do it if you're driving. First, pull over to the side of the road. Then pull out your phone and text the word TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to the number 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text TASTE to 84888. That's T-A-S-T-E to 84888. Message and data rates may apply.
Okay, let me tell you.
Yes, Kathleen.
My spirit story.
Yes.
So I was in Palm Springs with my friend Kristen.
Being fabulous.
And we were having lunch, and we were just talking about how the desert is a spiritual place.
Oh, for sure.
Native Americans always went to the desert to contact their ancestors and that type of stuff. It has been in old literature, in folk tales. It's been a spiritual place for eons and eons.
Well, and people who are trying to tap into their spirituality tend to go to certain areas of the desert to set up their shops or their practices, or it feels like there's more of a spiritual connection there for one reason or another.
So we were having this conversation, and she was telling me when she was in college, she was watching Montel Williams.
Okay, as you do for your spiritual practice.
And there was a woman on Montel Williams showing the audience how you can get in touch with your spirit guide / guardian angel.
Okay, that's amazing.
Whatever you believe in. There's some sort of technique where you have to say a few words before you go to sleep. You know, as you do in college, all of your girlfriends get together and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And they all did it. She shot up in the middle of the night, as was explained by the host on Montel Williams that day. Said the word Jack, the name Jack, and then went right back to sleep. That was supposed to happen.
So like, if you said these specific words that the woman on Montel said, you would wake up in the middle of the night, shoot up, say a name, and then go back to bed, and that name was the name of your guardian angel, whoever your guide was.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, amazing.
I said to her, I would be open to meeting my spirit guide, my guardian angel. And then that night I went to sleep. Chris and I were not sleeping in the same bed. We're sleeping in, you know, double beds next to each other, like hotel rooms typically have. And then around 2:15 in the morning, and I know what time it was because I was wearing my Fitbit, and my Fitbit shows me how quickly I woke up.
Oh, geez.
I went directly from deep sleep to awake.
Jeez.
In a matter of like 2 minutes.
Which is not like what you do.
No. You usually do like the steps. There's like some REM in there, and then there's some light sleep, and then you wake up. I skipped light sleep altogether. Boop, right to awake.
Crazy. I love it.
Because I opened my eyes and I saw two figures in my room.
What did they look like?
It was a woman.
Freaky.
It was a woman, and she had a side braid. She was dressed kind of like a farmer, like somebody who was ready to work in the yard. She had on denim jeans and a white shirt. And then, you know, like a flannel shirt, you leave it open because you have like the shirt underneath.
Yeah.
And her sleeves were rolled up.
Was it the pioneer woman?
No, it wasn't. Okay. And then the second figure was younger male presence. And I immediately was like, okay, that's her son. He's maybe like 10 years old.
Okay.
They weren't standing next to each other. The woman was standing a little bit in front, and the texture was like, you know, after a big rainstorm and you're walking through a parking lot and you see the oil on the pavement, and it's like that filmy, grainy oil.
Yes.
That was the texture that I was seeing in the air. They were transparent.
Wait,
looked oily.
Have you seen Annihilation?
No, I have not seen the movie Annihilation.
So they call this area that they move into, which is sort of an alternate reality, they call it the Shimmer, which is exactly how that looks, the way that you're describing it. I would be interested in you seeing a clip of it.
It's an alternate reality?
Yeah, it's like an alternate reality, and the border of that reality is this sort of moving, oily, like sort of pastel-colored kind of barrier, like a translucent barrier, which sounds exactly like what you're talking about.
So I was so spooked. I jumped out of bed and I started punching the air where they were. I open up my fingers in this like animalistic visceral reaction. And I start raking my fingers through the air like an animal with claws.
Kathleen, other people meet their guardian spirit and they're like so taken and you try to punch her.
I was so startled.
That's the most Kathleen thing I've ever heard.
And it wasn't, they didn't feel ominous, right? There wasn't like an evil presence. I was just so freaked out.
They tried to punch them.
That I kept punching. And then I start screaming my friend's name. I'm like, Kristen! 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 And she wasn't even moving. And she has said time and time again, she's a light sleeper.
Jeez, Kathleen.
So I got back into bed and I pulled the covers up over my eyes because I'm like, I don't know what to do.
And they're still just like standing there.
So I got back into bed, but then out of the left corner of my eye, I can see that the female figure comes and stands right next to me and looks over me. And it wasn't like a peering.
It wasn't creepy.
It wasn't creepy. It was kind of like, I'm here. I just want you to know I'm here and I exist.
Oh, wow.
And I couldn't see from my other eye, but I just had a feeling that the male figure was at like the right corner of my bed.
So he sort of moved away a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. Okay. He was kind of like with his mom. He was just along for the ride.
Yeah. She couldn't get a sitter.
And she couldn't get a sitter when she crossed into the human realm.
It's a big trip.
I just stayed under the covers for like 40 minutes because I was afraid to go back to sleep at that point.
Sure, yeah.
And I heard Kristen get up and go to the bathroom, and at that point I said, okay, she's awake and she's cognizant. I'm gonna allow myself to go back to sleep.
Wow, Kathleen, that's amazing. I fully believe that's what you experienced. No question.
I've never experienced anything like this before.
So you went back to bed, and then how did you feel when you woke up again?
So when I woke up, I was not scared. Like, I don't think I was scared at all during this process. I was just startled.
Yeah.
I woke up and I was thinking about it. I'm like, it makes sense. A, I'm in the desert. Palm Springs is the desert. B, my heart was open to it. Like, I declared out loud that I was ready for this.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Be very careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Then the thought also occurred to me, what if that person was me in the future visiting my old self?
You do love a side braid.
That's what I'm saying. I always wear a side braid.
So it's less of a guardian angel or spirit and more of a chrononaut.
Come again?
A time traveler.
Yeah, maybe I traveled time to come see myself.
I mean, according to True Detective Season 1, time is a flat circle.
It is.
Like, you know, a lot of people believe that, I mean, time is like we've constructed time. Time is a human construct, right? In theory, there are multiple universes going on all at once and everything happens at once and all of the future and all of the past is all happening at once.
Yeah.
It depends on what you believe, but that is also entirely possible. Did you love what she was wearing?
Yeah, she looked comfortable. She looked
which is what you stylish. Love.
So I've been thinking a lot lately about quitting my job and getting a piece of property in the Catskills and doing like a tiny home Airbnb farming thing there.
I can fully see that being a thing you do.
I sort of have like a name and like an aesthetic of what I want it to look like and stuff. And I'm wondering if that's my future self.
Holy crap.
Coming back to say or make a signal to me. Because she was dressed like a farmer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, she wasn't wearing overalls, but that was just the feeling that I got from her, that this is a woman who works on land. She works the land.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I'm coming back to tell myself, now's that time to make the move.
Does that scare you at all? Or is it, like, exciting?
That's very exciting.
This blows my mind. I love this. I'm obsessed.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking for signs where there aren't really signs. I mean, my mother and my brother both think that I was dreaming. But I'm telling you, Kristen saw me awake when she got up to go to the bathroom. Like, I forced myself to stay awake. I jumped out of bed. You can see the heart rate on my Fitbit during that time of the night. That's, you can see me awake on my Fitbit. It's like crazy.
That's what I think is so interesting. It's sort of like in the movie Contact,
yeah,
where they have all of this recording of like when she made contact. There's nothing on it, but there's like 11 hours of nothing on it,
yeah,
right? So like it's this full period of time that truly did happen. That's what I find really compelling, is you absolutely were awake, you shot awake, you saw something. And honestly, to me, whether you were dreaming, whether you were lucid dreaming, whether you were awake, that's less important to me actually than what you gained from it,
yeah,
which is your mind immediately went to this thing in the Catskills, this idea that you've had. If I experienced that, that's not where my head would have gone, which,
yeah,
means that it's something that resonates with you specifically.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing.
The most heartbreaking part of all of this, if it was my future self visiting, is that I'm going to have a son and not a daughter.
Okay. Boys are great.
Whatever.
They may be, you raise a little gentleman.
Raise a farmer.
You raise a little farming boy.
Maybe,
so sweet.
You know what? Maybe he's going to be like an expert beekeeper or something.
Yeah, beekeeping's really fun.
Really cute thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
The world needs more little gentlemen.
I may be a farmer down the line. We'll see.
I'm obsessed with this. Will you please have goats?
Yeah, I'll have goats, but we're not doing any of that goat yoga. That's some basic bitch shit. It's also disgusting.
I just want a goat I can pet.
The goat shits on your yoga mat, then you got to do downward dog with your face in this freaking shit. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. Some kitten yoga with some litter boxes in the back, maybe.
I just want like a goat that I can hold in my lap.
Like some puppy yoga.
Puppy yoga.
Way cuter than goats.
I don't want to do any yoga.
I would forgive a puppy that shit on my yoga mat more than I would forgive a goat.
Can we just do goat and puppy and kitten nap time?
Okay, that sounds good.
Deal.
All right, I'm gonna ask Kristen, my friend, to leave me a voicemail about exactly what she saw in Montel Williams that day. about how to get in touch with your spirit guide,
okay,
/ guardian angel.
Yeah, how to do this.
Because, yeah, we should have some instructions. So,
hey, Kathleen and Bethany. Here is what I learned from watching Sylvia Brown on Montel Williams years ago. Sylvia Brown said that if you wanted to learn about your spirit guide, learn their name, what you had to do is kind of set an intention before you went to bed. Me and my friends, one year, we went to bed, and right before we went to bed, we said, I know I have a spirit guide, and I want to learn your name. And then you repeat, I'll remember, I'll remember, I'll remember. And then in the middle of the night, I shot up straight in my bed, said the name Jeff, and went back to sleep. And that is how I learned my spirit guide's name was Jeff.
Thanks, Kristen. Bethany, are you going to try this?
Oh, hell yes, I'm going to try this. I hope my spirit's name is Montel Williams. Kathleen, you know that you and I have been really focusing more and more on the things that we put into our body and onto our body.
Yeah.
One blind spot for me has been deodorant.
We all need deodorant.
Yep.
Unless you're a fairy.
Yeah.
And then you don't sweat.
Yeah. The magical fairies that don't sweat. But most deodorants that we use every single day have aluminum and parabens and other harmful products. But we found something new. It's called Hug Me Deodorant by Blume, B-L-U-M-E. It's an all-natural, safe, and sustainable deodorant that works, because Blume cares about what we put into our bodies. We should care too.
So this is why Blume is like a natural deodorant that I've never tried before. It's made with probiotics.
Explain that.
So,
because I don't fully understand that.
Unlike your regular antiperspirants, which are full of all of these chemicals that try to stop you from sweating, period.
Yeah.
Blume has probiotics. It helps encourage your body to create more good bacteria when you sweat. So you're still sweating. You're still letting everything out, but you don't smell like you would normally do with that bad bacteria.
That's amazing. And
yeah, it's like the deodorants that you typically wear, they just kill that bad bacteria instead of letting your body naturally get rid of all of the, I don't like the word toxins, but you know, that stuff, that gunk.
You sweat for a reason.
Yeah.
The other thing I love about Blume is that it's woman and minority owned, and the deodorant is good for darker skin too, because it smooths and melts right into your skin, so it doesn't leave white marks. So whether you're a person of color or you're like me and you are the palest person in the world, this deodorant can work on you. And it works on men, women, everyone on the gender spectrum, and all ages.
Love that. If a company supports inclusivity, I'm like, sign me up for your product, especially when it's a good product like Blume.
Yeah.
The Hug Me deodorant I wore it the other day to my hot yoga class.
Yeah.
Because I do like to let my body sweat sometimes. Mm-hmm. I feel healthier. And Bloom lets my body sweat, puts those probiotics underneath my pitters.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I'm stinking out the place.
I wore it too, but I don't feel like I'm sweating a ton. I just feel like everything is under control.
Well, that's because you're dead. You're a cold, dead body just walking among us.
Okay.
I just realized why they call it hug me deodorant. Because you want people to hug you.
Yeah, that's why.
Because you're not stinking.
That's why.
Oh, my God.
Nailed it. We all learned something today. So Hug Me by Bloom keeps you feeling good, feeling fresh, and super huggable. So right now, our listeners will get 25% off their first stick and free shipping when you text BFF to the numbers 797979. This is a special offer you can't get anywhere else, and you support our podcast when you support our sponsors. So text BFF to the numbers 797979 to get 25% off your first stick of Hug Me deodorant.
If you don't love it, return it for a full refund. No questions asked. Again, text BFF to 797979. Check out Bloom's Hug Me deodorant. You're not going to be disappointed. We love it. And get those probiotics. Your body needs them. Are you going to call Dennis to pick your bone with him?
This is the problem. I texted him and I said, I need to call you during the podcast. He was like, fine, fine, fine. And then he's like, I'm just going to come over. And I said, fine, come now. And he's like, all right, I'm coming now. And then I was like, I wonder where he is. And he goes, I'm in line at Uniqlo.
Is he getting soft and simple basics?
He has an event this weekend, but he forgot to bring nice clothes. So he's like getting some soft and simple basics for his event at Uniqlo. And he's doing it at a stop that is very far away from my house.
He's in Soho.
There's no way he's going to get here in time. Uh-huh. So I'm just going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
He doesn't get to defend himself. Mm-hmm. This is on him.
Lost your chance, Dennis.
Lost your chance, Dennis.
Can I call him D?
Yeah.
Big D?
Big D is fine.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Dennis fully betrayed me last night.
Did he kill your family?
No. Worse. He watched, for the first time, he watched National Treasure without me. Without telling me he was going to watch it. He just texted me and said, baby, I'm watching National Treasure for the first time. He knows I love that movie. He knows I base my life along the tenets of that film. He knows that he had never seen that motion picture before, and I wanted to be there with him for the first time that he saw it, and he saw it without me and did not even say, baby, do you want to be here with me? He just watched it.
How dare he?
I am so, I'm not mad, Kathleen. I'm just hurt.
My blood is boiling for you. I can feel my blood pressure rising right now.
And here's the way that I responded. I would like a little credit for the way that I responded.
I think I just put a hole in your tablecloth That's with my pen. I'm so angry at Dennis.
It's fine. It's fine. It's a warranted response. Here's what I did. I responded with excitement and love, and I was excited, but and I didn't want his...
Because you're still in the honeymoon phase of your relationship.
Mostly because I feel like National Treasure and its sequel, National Treasure Book of Secrets, they're such an important body of work to experience.
I mean, they define you.
Yeah, that I didn't want his experience of them to be tainted by my rage.
Yeah.
So I was really supportive, and I was like, baby, and it was a lot of capital letters, and I was like, I can't wait till you get to the Veiley Frog section, and I can't wait, you know, and like, remind me if the Resolute Desk is in this one or the next one, and like, the Resolute Desk is going to show you why I love desks so much. Like, there are so many things, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't
wait
till you.
Important things.
Yeah, like, the Ben preparation montage is really exciting. So I think that I did a really good job of being, like, supportive girlfriend.
Yeah.
But there is a reckoning to be had, and I wanted to confront him with it on the podcast, but he's in line at Uniqlo.
It's like when your spouse or your significant other goes ahead and gets caught up on the show that you're watching together.
Yes!
How dare you?
It's like how we knew that What's-Her-Name's and What's-His-Name's marriage was on the rocks in Orange is the New Black in season one because like he started watching Mad Men or something without her. Yeah, and you're like, oh, cracks in the marriage.
I mean, like, I side with him because she was in prison. And like, she wasn't going to get out in time to see the season finale.
I know, but it still felt a little betrayal-y.
Yeah, no, there's I a hear lot. You.
It's the golden age of television. He really could have found anything to watch.
I think the equivalent of Neil doing this to me would be if he texted me and was like, I'm really sorry, but a full collection of Mary-Kate and Ashley videos came out on Hulu And I watched Holiday in the Sun Without You, the one with Megan Fox.
Oh,
and I would be like, how dare you? You know that I'm going to Puerto Rico next month and I need a refresher on black bikinis and pigtails.
He knows this about you.
The braided pigtails on the beach look so cute on them.
I don't know. I can sense that there's a lot of eye rolling going on to people listening, but this
is why would there be any eye rolling? This is serious stuff. Television is more important to me than some members of my family.
Okay, I'm going to just call him and see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of signal he gets at Uniqlo. He doesn't know he's going to get chewed out.
I'm a block away.
Oh, good. Come fast.
I have one question for
you. No. Come fast.
How dare
don't
you?
Don't come fast. I just hung up on him. He doesn't know he's going to get yelled at. I don't want him to not come over.
Can he do a fashion show with everything that he bought?
Probably.
Please and thank you.
So we're just going to sit here and we're just going to wait until he comes.
You want to listen to some elevator music?
Yep.
Dennis just walked in and I just want to say,
stop
Big D, Big D, you got a key.
I got a key.
You got a key to Bethany's apartment.
I have keys.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a relationship therapist right now. You guys are sitting on one side of the table and I'm on the other.
I'm so pack-mulled here from Brooklyn. Yeah, so could you be like the modern day Dr. Ruth?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
For
okay.
us?
So let's talk about intercourse.
Okay.
No, that's fine. So there's something I wanted to talk to you about, Dennis.
So grossed out about anything.
I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah. You look really beautiful today.
Oh,
both
fuck.
Of you.
Oh,
both
that's really
you.
Sweet.
Both of you look incredibly
Aww,
beautiful.
Thank you, second yes. husband.
You're glowing from that vacation.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The desert did me well.
Yes.
It did
okay.
me good. Just like you do each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, can you stop? All right.
So back to intercourse.
No. Can we stay on topic?
Okay.
Please.
Sex.
Please.
We're talking about sex,
no,
right?
We're talking about
hot
the
sex.
Hot betrayal of what you did last night without telling me.
You're in the shitter, my friend.
What did I do?
You're in the shitter deep.
What did I do?
Diarrhea after Indian food. Deep.
Wait, couldn't we have talked about this not on the...
Well, I wanted to talk about it on the phone, but you were at Uniqlo.
All right.
Dennis.
All right.
You know how much I love National Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And you watched it alone. Without me.
See, what's a shame is how much you just don't like that movie, because it's such a
Dennis,
good movie.
Dennis, I'll fucking kill you right now. That movie is so good, and I have been telling you how good that movie is, and you go and you watch it without me, and you know that you've never seen it before, and you know that I would probably want to be there with you when you experience it for the first time. I love bringing a small child to Disney World for the first time. I want to live it through your eyes. And then you just text me, and you're like, guess what I'm watching? National Treasure book. Not even the second one, the first one. Book of National Treasure. God damn it. Just the first one. And I was like... I was so excited for you, so I was being supportive, but I was also, like, so hurt that you watched it without me.
Not smooth, like, Big D, not smooth.
What the fuck?
Well so here's how I see it. Here's how I see
and
it.
Then you come.
Nobody cares how you see it, Dennis. Okay. You watched her favorite movie without her.
And then you That's come true. And you bring gifts, and you look hot,
you
and
should
you
just
compliment.
Die. You
and
should
like,
just die.
Okay.
Can I
say something that might make up for it?
Yeah.
Two things?
Yes, please.
Do I have the floor?
You have
or
the
no?
floor. No, you have the talking stick.
Reluctantly.
You have the talking stick.
So I've read, because I've been thinking a lot about National Treasure. And you know that I am a filmmaker. I'm somewhat of a film snob, but I do love a big dumb fun movie.
Take out dumb, but okay.
Well, it's a big dumb fun movie.
It's
it
a
is.
Big fun movie.
You're digging yourself deeper.
I know this is
and
bad, right?
Deeper.
But I have read some reviews that say number two is better than number one. Mm-hmm. Hence, I was saving the better one for us, and I figured I'd get prepped and do it. Beforehand.
Wait, is this bathroom talk now?
Yes. Mm. I took a number one before I took a number two. Mm.
No, I like the number one after the number two.
Do you know how grossed out she
because
is?
Because
right
it's like the car wash.
All right.
Bethany is so
let's go back to let's go back to Mason's.
Well, if you're a woman, not if you're
right, well, yeah, not if you're
but you got
right.
a host.
You
can
me
do
to
what
leave?
You want with
yeah.
it.
Should I leave?
Sorry.
The penis is the bidet of the body.
So
I guess I just felt like you went ahead and did something really important. That you knew I loved without me. Like, it'd be similar to, like, if I went to a vinyl store that only sold records from 70s horror films.
Oh, I'd be so
and,
psyched.
And, like, didn't go with you. Like,
oh, no,
went
I'd
alone
be so
without,
psyched.
No, you'd be mad. You'd be mad.
Hey, listen, if you texted me and you said I watched Rocky, I'd be doing fucking backflips. Bethany's never seen Rocky.
Neither have I.
Oh, come on.
It's a girl. Oh, come on. He runs up the steps and he's like, I'm a champion.
Right. No,
champion.
It's so much more than that.
There's so many champions I'm out sorry. There. Right? I guess I'm just asking that you please do not watch its sequel, National Treasure Book of Secrets.
No, we're doing that tonight.
Me. Okay.
We're doing that tonight.
I just want to make sure.
I'm going to go get popcorn and we're going to do that tonight.
Okay, because it is my very favorite film.
I know. I really like it.
Bethany, forgive Dennis. Take a big fat bite of that Cadbury egg in
I'm
your...
I'm really crazy about the egg.
Dennis came with a pocket full of Cadbury eggs.
Yeah. These are my very favorite candy. Yeah.
For his favorite egg, because you're white.
Yes. That was good.
I'm a poet.
You are.
I'm vaguely egg-shaped.
All right. This All is right. a happy reunion.
I forgive you, Dennis.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything, and I'm happy you liked it.
I really liked it.
All right. My okay. time is up. Okay. I have another patient waiting
oh,
in
yeah.
the hallway.
Yes.
So
thank you for all your help. This
I'm
going
to bill you $100 for this session.
What the hell?
Yeah. I don't
Do you take
cheap.
Cobra?
No, I don't take anything. I take cold, hard cash.
What Can
the
we
hell?
Pay you in Cadbury cream eggs?
Thank you. Come again.
I ate one of them.
I wish we could just have a convention of all people wearing Beta brand yoga pants.
They're so, so comfortable.
Because we could do the business, mm-hmm. and then we could, like, do the stretchness.
So Beta brand has this amazing line called Dress Pant Yoga Pants. They are exactly what they sound
yeah.
like.
Who says work appropriate can't also be comfy?
Exactly. They're ultra comfy styles designed to impress. They're wrinkle resistant. They have dress pant details like faux zippers. Some of them have actually functional pockets, front buttons, belt loops. They look like you're wearing dress pants, but they're made out of like comfy, soft, stretchy yoga pant material.
And they have options for all sizes and shapes and tastes. If
yep.
boot cut is your thing, they have it. If straight leg is your thing, they have it. Skinny, cropped, and more. Personally, I'm a cropped girl.
I know you are.
I like to show my ankles.
You have a great ankle.
Thanks.
So sexy, that ankle. And colors like black, navy, gray, and khaki. So matches stuff you already have. But then they have seasonal and limited edition colors that are released monthly.
I really think that one of their new features that I'm most excited about are the pockets.
Functional pockets. If you have a child, please name your child Functional Pockets because everyone will love them.
One of the coolest things about Beta brand is that it connects with shoppers and designers to bring new ideas to life. So if you have an idea for a Beta brand yoga pant,
yeah,
work pant, send it to them. They might make it.
Shoppers can vote for designs. Those then become crowdfunded projects on the site. They welcome feedback. It's such an organic and interactive site. I've been using Beta brand for several years now. I really, really love them. So I was so excited when they wanted to support the show.
If jeggings are your thing, but maybe you want to just look a touch more professional at
yeah,
work,
yeah,
it's time to switch over to Beta brand.
Yes. Visit betabrand.com/taste to get 20% off yours. When you type it in, make sure it's all lowercase letters. Millions of women agree that these are the most comfortable pants you will ever wear to work. Give a presentation, kill the presentation, sit back down, cross your legs, put your hands behind your head, sigh with relief and pride, and you can do all of that because you can cross your legs because yeah. your pants aren't too tight.
Because your brain is functioning at a higher level because you're not uncomfortable.
Yeah, you can breathe. So again, all lowercase letters, type out betabrand.com/taste. That's BETABRAND.com/TASTE, betabrand.com/taste to get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants.
You probably should see this. It's only a block away.
What is it?
It's a thing. It's more things for you.
Go get it. Dennis, go get it. Please,
let me
see.
Let me see.
Dennis, go get it.
Dennis,
go
get it.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Go get it,
motherfucker.
Bring it back.
Dennis, go get it now.
Bring it back.
Go get it now. Go get it.
Let's refurbish it now.
Go. I'm not even joking. Go get it now.
Gentle listener, what you are witnessing is Dennis took a picture of a really beautiful bar cart that someone is throwing away in Bethany's neighborhood.
Go.
And it would be the perfect item to refurbish.
What the fuck do you think you are?
Refurbish.
Put some shoes on now. Oh,
and
my God.
He didn't bring it with him when he saw it. He should have. Mistake number one, you took a photo of it.
Jesus Christ, go.
Go get it.
I love you. Go faster. Dennis, put my rain boots on and just go.
See you later, Big D. How dare he?
Don't lock it. We're fine. You're wasting time. It's like in a heist. I can't use him in a heist. I love you.
Jeez. Well, Dennis is going to pick up that very beautiful piece of furniture that's hanging out on the street. I want to talk to you about UFOs.
Yes.
So apparently, Navy pilots have been seeing more and more and more UFOs.
It makes sense. They've been seeing them forever, but I think they're being destigmatized, and so now more and more pilots are like being willing to come forward and say that they've seen them.
Yeah, so the Navy is actually developing guidelines on reporting UFO sightings.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And let me tell you, this is not from some like bums F website. This is from TheNavyTimes.com.
Oh, wow. So that is not a bums F website.
Big time reporting. Also, Jezebel is reporting on it, and The Washington Post is reporting on it.
WAPO?
CNN is reporting on it. So Navy officers keep seeing what they're calling unexplained aerial phenomenon.
Okay.
And more commonly known to us regular folk
as UFOs. Unexplained. Unidentified flying objects.
So naval pilots have noticed that there's an uptick in sort of like these weird things that they're seeing in the sky. But how do you report a UFO? Like, do you write an email like, hey, boss, saw another one of those weird black spots today?
Yeah, or like it's shaped like a triangle and it seemed to be moving without making any noise.
So they're putting documentation in place so pilots and others in the Navy can report what they're seeing.
This is incredible.
So my brother is a naval officer. So that's right. I texted him today and I said, yo, bro.
Yeah.
Seen any UFOs lately?
And what did he say?
And he said, no, I can't say that I have. I'm not a pilot. But...
but he can't say, or he can't say.
Oh.
Can't say. He can't say.
So the Navy is not admitting that UFOs actually exist. They are just saying that by introducing these UFO guidelines, that they're acknowledging that unidentified incursions are a security risk and a safety hazard for both Navy and Air Force aviation.
Sure. Well, I mean, it makes sense. Look, UFO, as I figured out about 3 seconds ago, stands for unidentified flying objects, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be alien in nature. Anything you can't identify is by definition unidentified. So it could be other governments. It could be technology within our own country that maybe people are trying to figure out and the government doesn't know about, that could be potentially risky.
So apparently the Pentagon has been collecting information sort of intermittently over the years about incursions and unexplained phenomenon, et cetera, et cetera. But the last official effort was shuttered in 2012. So there's been 7 years with sort of no process.
This is like the Wild West of UFOs.
It is the Wild West of UFOs. So, you know, these aircraft, whatever they are, they're displaying characteristics that are not currently within U.S. inventory or any foreign inventory that the Navy is aware of.
Which is crazy because we have a lot of technology that the government doesn't tell us about, right?
Exactly,
But just to keep it secret so that they don't have the risk of other countries figuring it out and stealing it. So if they don't know what it is, dude, that stuff's crazy.
This is some crazy, crazy-ish.
I love it. I wonder if Obama knows about it.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Fully.
So do I.
Fully. I hear some crashing around.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the CW for years. Roswell? Yeah, I believe in UFOs. Big D is back with the furniture! Yes! Wow. You carried that up 3 flights of stairs. You're the strongest vegan I know. So this is a beautiful mahogany-colored bar cart that has a huge wheel. I can tell right now that that is oak by the striations of the wood.
Dennis, go stand in there with it. I'm going to take a picture. Go stand in there looking.
Dennis, you did a good job.
Dennis.
It looks like it's been used, but with a little bit of sandpaper and maybe a coat of varnish, a little bit of paint. It's going to look good. Bethany, I think you should look into the technique of ceroused oak.
Ooh.
To bring that baby back to life.
What is ceroused oak?
It's like a ink wax type of technique where the color really gets into the grain of the wood.
I'm obsessed. Dennis.
Good job, boy.
I'm really excited. I hope. Does it say anything about making these public, like the reports public, or is it purely on a need to know basis and we don't need to know?
This is going to be classified information.
Ugh.
They're not going to tell anybody about these sightings.
We need to get someone on the inside. Hey, if you're a taste bud and you're on the inside, I don't know on the inside of what, you know what that means.
The inside of anything.
If you're on the inside of the government, specifically UFOs.
Mm-hmm. Or if you are an alien.
Right. Or if you've like been inside one of them, Will Smith was in Independence Day.
There's iTunes to download this podcast in other universes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think Apple is on the ball with all of that. So if you are on the inside, let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe leave a voicemail, disguise your voice, or leave a voicemail and tell us and we'll disguise your voice.
I want 10,000 voicemails about UFOs and go.
917-994-0353. Call us if you're on the inside. Again, 917-994-0353. Maybe you've gone to Bohemian Grove. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've been inside. You know, maybe you've been probed. They say it's an ancestral thing.
I would be open to being probed.
I mean, they want you to be open to be probed.
I mean, I've been probed at the gynecologist, so it's really not that bad.
Can't be any worse than that.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that I'm an awful girlfriend.
Why?
Because I fully invited the boyfriend over so that I could berate him. And then he comes, and not only does he come with candy, he comes with understanding and a bar cart.
Yeah.
So I learned that maybe sometimes when you go in ready for a fight,
yeah,
you should stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you should
collaborate and listen.
Yep. And then come up with a brand new invention. You know, maybe you're mad and you want to fight, and then you just think to yourself, breathe. What is their perspective?
Yeah.
And usually their perspective, give them a little benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. they're usually coming from a different place.
Yeah.
No, very few people start their day wanting to mess your life up.
Mm.
Very few. Some do. Hitler did. But very few do.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So I benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Open your heart.
Well, now you guys can have makeup sex. I'm looking forward to it.
Stop laughing from the bathroom. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
I learned this really good recipe that if you're like maybe just trying to watch what you're eating because you want to be healthier, you don't want to do the massive carb intake that I did today.
With the soft pretzels.
I had 14 large soft pretzels this morning.
You know what? Your body understands what to do with that. So
it got high. I got high. I looked over at my intern and I was like, can you get high from eating carbs?
Yeah.
Because I'm floating right now.
If you as long as you don't eat like that every day, trust that your body knows what to do with it. It's as long as you enjoyed it.
I have another fruit dip for us.
Because the best thing to dip sugar into is sugar.
Here's a fruit dip recipe. Okay, my aunt, who just lost a ton of weight on Weight Watchers, mm-hmm. she looks fabulous. She gave me this recipe, and I'm telling you, it's dang good.
Okay.
2 containers of Fage.
Faye.
The
Greek yogurt?
Plain Greek yogurt.
Okay.
Any sort of fat you want. I used 1%, 2%, 1%, 0% non-fat, okay?
Okay.
Then 1 packet of sugar-free Jell-O of any flavor you want.
Ooh.
So you're not a gelatin eater, Bethany, so this is not for the veggie. This is not for the gelatin-free peeps of the world.
But if you eat horse hooves.
If you eat horse. I'm going to. You know what? Thanks for ruining this for me.
No. I didn't mean to. I was just being a sarcastic. I was just being an asshole. I'm really sorry.
All right.
I'm in a mood. I'm in a state.
2 containers of Greek yogurt. 1 packet of sugar-free Jell-O. I used vanilla.
Okay.
Mix. Everything in a bowl. It's going to double in size.
Ooh.
So put it in a big bowl. Okay. I also put in a drop of vanilla extract.
Yum.
And then you make a big container. There's multiple servings in there. And then dip your strawberries in that for dessert at night.
That sounds good.
It is heavenly. And it's fairly healthy for you.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of protein in Greek yogurt.
Yeah. And there's no sugar in the sugar-free Jell-O.
I would recommend doing like a 2% yogurt.
Yeah.
Because
you want some fat with your protein.
Yeah, otherwise your protein isn't going to last very long.
Yeah.
You will be sustained for longer if there's some fat in there.
No, I agree. I agree. Yeah.
That sounds good.
That's my recipe.
Thank you, Kathleen.
It's a good fruit dip.
Mm-hmm. I love a fruit dip. I love a fruit dip even without the fruit.
Yeah.
Just
the dip.
I would freeze that and I would eat it like a popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
We love you all so much. I feel like we've all been on an odyssey together today.
Yeah, the aliens have taken us.
That's enough out of you, Dennis.
The aliens have taken us.
You can follow us on our social media. Kathleen, what are you on social?
I'm at WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter. I'm Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram. Follow us, the podcast, at Acquired Podcast on the Twitters.
On Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast.
Facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
If you want to email us, you can do so at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Send us some snails mails, like our friend Lauren did. She made us that beautiful sign. Woof, that's a gorgeous sign.
We love letters. We don't love actual snails in the mails.
Please don't do that again. Whoever did that.
I only eat those at French restaurants.
Horrifying.
Not at the post office.
An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, newest of the Jerseys, 07030.
And if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, we gave you the phone number before, but I'll give it to you again. That's 917-994-0353. Listen, this Saturday night, just get a little wine drunk.
Yeah.
Leave us a sexy voicemail.
I love a drunk voicemail. They're my very favorite.
You know what I'm doing this Saturday night?
What's that?
Getting a little wine drunk and waiting for the voicemails to come in.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. 5 stars pushes us up to the top, and it helps us so much.
And my mom really likes them.
Does she?
She reads our 5-star reviews.
That's really nice.
And then she gives me a gold star. Oh, she puts it on the fridge.
She loves you. Mm-hmm. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Anything else?
I just want to tell you, Bethany, I'm so proud of you.
Wow, thank you.
You're embarking on a big journey next week. No matter what happens, you are an inspiration to us all.
Thank you, Kathleen. Yeah. I can use all the good energy. Think of me this last part of this coming week as you listen to this. I really appreciate that.
Everybody,
thank you, Kathleen.
Send Bethany your good vibes because she's working on something important and we all have faith in you.
Thank you, Kathleen. I love you.
Love you more. All right, Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, ladies. This is Sydney. I just wanted to brag about being an adult for once, and I made an appointment for a skin exam to get all my moles checked out. She told me that I have the Adams family of moles. They're all abnormal for most people, but normal for me. So I guess that's good. But to reward myself for being an adult, I took myself out to lunch. I'm feeling good about it. Made myself an appointment for next year. So yay, adulthood. Hope you're all having a beautiful day. Love you.
Hello, ladies and men of an acquired taste. Bethany, Kathleen, Dennis, Neil. Taste Buds are here. I have to tell you, the Taste Bud family helped me yesterday to brainstorm some ideas for my vacation to Florida at the end of next month with my mother who has multiple sclerosis.
Hey, ladies. This is Maureen. I was just listening to last week's podcast, and it was awesome, and I'm so happy to hear that Kathleen got a massage. As a massage therapist, I'm always happy to hear people taking care of themselves. However, the way that Kathleen was talking about how she was so sore and just in pain and bruising after her massage, honestly, that shouldn't happen.
Hello, beautiful ladies. This is Carla. I was just finished listening to the podcast, Bethany, with you and Dennis, and I've been through the same thing, not being able to discuss certain topics with my significant other, but don't worry, it gets better. I've been with my now husband for 10 years. I am a little bit more comfortable, but definitely not to Kathleen's level.
Hey ladies, this is Brianna from Jacksonville, Florida. I was just calling to let you know I listened to this week's episode, and something that I would rename is your birthday. So my Nana and Papa hate getting older, so now I call it leveling up. So every year they've reached a new level in their age. Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. It's Nika. I'm watching Midsommar Murders right now because Bethany talked about it so much. But anyways, I just saw a guy riding a scooter, and he had his head decapitated. Oh, my gosh. I'm still reeling from the episode. And by the way, I just realized, Bethany, Mrs. Barnaby is getting a little too sassy in season 8, and I think I'm starting to like it.
Kathleen, Bethany, this is the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania meetup. Woo! Met some awesome ladies tonight because of both of you. Thank you so much for all you do. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.